Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day in our lesson about DIY marketing, or do-it-yourself marketing. Of course, we already enjoyed a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob about how Ben and Sandy will be doing their own marketing research for their company. What is something that we learned or talked about yesterday, Carolyn?
Well, we learned that doing your own marketing DIY may not be as hard as it sounds, or as hard as you might think. Because of the internet, it is very easy for companies to connect with their potential customers, and that's really great news for small businesses. What's something else we learned yesterday, Gabe?
Well, that's right. The internet is very important because they said, or Ben said, who wants to pay for advertising that nobody reads? And of course, one other benefit with the internet is that you can get quick feedback from potential customers or from other people who might be interested in your product. So Ben and Sandy are pretty excited about doing their own research for marketing for their company. So far, their growth has leveled off, but I think they might be improving sometime soon, especially if they do this marketing research. Let's continue this conversation today between Ben and Uncle Bob.
DIY marketing.
How are you going to run this marketing campaign?
At this point, we're basically going to follow a three-step plan. First, we'll try to connect with our current and potential customers.
Are you going to create a mailing list?
Sort of. At first, we'll probably just use social media like Facebook and Twitter to connect with people we are working with. Then, we'll try to use those connections to gather information.
Are you going to use surveys or something?
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. What are mailing lists and questionnaires or even focus groups? Not sure? Don't worry. We'll find out in day two of our business article. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Mailing list. Mailing list is a noun. Terry sends birthday cards to everyone on his mailing list. Questionnaire. Questionnaire is a noun. Please help me answer the questions on this questionnaire. Focus group. Focus group is a noun. The focus group really liked our new product. Coverage. Coverage is a noun. They are famous, so their wedding had a lot of news coverage. Your more information word is media kit. Media kit is a noun. Now let's get started with the article.
It seems like Ben has put some thought into what he and his wife Sandy want to do for marketing. And continuing our conversation between Uncle Bob and Ben. Now, Gabe, yesterday I was Uncle Bob. Who would you like to be today?
All right, I'll be Uncle Bob today. Here we go. Here's Uncle Bob's first line. How are you going to run this marketing campaign?
Oh, well, the marketing campaign, yes. At this point, we're basically going to follow a three-step plan.
Excellent. All right, we're talking about a marketing campaign here, and they have a three-step plan. Well, you could use that word step and talk about many numbers. You might have a four-step plan, a 25-step plan for something. But I want to take a look at that word campaign that Uncle Bob was talking about. You have a marketing campaign or a cause to do something. Another campaign that I can think about is one that the lead singer from U2 has right now. The one campaign. It's a campaign to fight against poverty and against preventable diseases. The one campaign. But what other kinds of campaigns can you think of? Talk about those in English. All right, we're talking about this three-step plan. Ben, please continue.
Oh, yes, thank you. So, we have a three-step plan. First, we'll try to connect with our current and potential customers.
Excellent, excellent, Carolyn. Current and potential customers. Well, what is the difference, Carolyn? Current and potential.
Well, your current customer are the people who are already using your products, or the people who are already buying things from you. Maybe they're already using his apps.
Mm-hmm.
But potential customers are the customers that might be interested in buying his products or using the apps that he makes. So, if you have current customers, they are already buying from you, and potential are people who might buy from you in the future.
All right, and it seems like Ben and Sandy want to connect with these customers. Uncle Bob asks, are you going to create a mailing list?
Great, Uncle Bob. A mailing list. Create a mailing list. And that is one of the words from our word bank. If you have a mailing list, then you have a list of names and addresses and probably now email addresses and phone numbers as well. But these help you to get in contact with people.
That's right. It's a mailing list. That's what we call it. But of course, you don't necessarily have to use written or handwritten mail and send it to home addresses or P.O. boxes. You could call it a mailing list for email as well, or even maybe for Facebook or something else. It's basically a list of contacts. That's your mailing list.
That's right. Well, Ben responds, sort of. So Uncle Bob is talking about a mailing list and probably just thinking about addresses and writing letters to people. But Ben has a different idea. At first, we'll probably just use social media like Facebook and Twitter to connect with people we are working with.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea. You could use a mailing list and write letters, but of course now with social media, things like Facebook and Twitter, this could be a lot easier to work with people and connect with people. Well, how does Ben continue?
He says, then we'll try to use those connections to gather information.
All right, so using those connections to gather information. Uncle Bob says, are you going to use surveys or something? Well, this is a good question from Uncle Bob. A survey is one way that you could get feedback about your product using a survey.
That's right. A lot of businesses like to conduct customer surveys, and maybe it's online, maybe it's over the phone. I know a lot of times when I call places, they will say, please stay on the line for a short survey. And they get your feedback right there so that they know whether or not the call was helpful. But he also says, or something. So Uncle Bob is not really sure what Ben's plan is. Maybe he wants to do a survey, or maybe he wants to do something else.
That's right. Well, Carolyn has been talking about surveys just now, and one word she used was conduct. If you are going to do a survey, or you want some information, some feedback, the verb you use is conduct. C-O-N-D-U-C-T. You can conduct a survey. All right, let's learn something else with Michelle in the Language Lab, and we'll see you very soon.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看这段课文中的第二句对话里面的 connect 这个动词。connect 是指连接或联系。如果要说明是与哪一个对象联系的话是用 with 这个介系词。例如 Patrick often connects with his friends on Facebook. Patrick 常常在脸书上和朋友联系。他的名词是 connection, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N。例如 ,the police found a connection between the suspect and the victim. 警方发现嫌犯和受害者之间的关联。接下来我们看的是 mailing list 这个名词。 Mailing list 是指公司或机构邮寄的名单。例如 Greg wants his name to be added to our mailing list. Greg 要我们把他的名字加到邮寄名单中。或者是 We removed Janet's name from our mailing list. 我们把 Janet 的名字从邮寄名单中删掉了。和他相关的还有 mailing label, L-A-B-E-L。Mailing label 是指贴在邮件上的邮寄地址的标签。例如 All the mailing labels were printed with waterproof ink. 所有的邮寄地址标签都是用防水墨水印刷的。
Well, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about do-it-yourself marketing, or DIY marketing. We're enjoying a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob. And his Uncle Bob is always very helpful and has very good questions. He asks about this marketing campaign and how he's going to do this. Well, Ben has a 3-step plan. They're going to connect with current and potential customers. And, of course, one way to do that is through social media, like Facebook or Twitter, to get feedback about these things. Well, we have more to learn in the next part of our conversation today.
DIY marketing.
Questionnaires are a simple and inexpensive way to do market research.We'll probably come up with a short list of questions to ask people or companies we work with. We'll also post stuff in industry-related forums and do online focus groups.
Are you going to follow that up with advertising?
Kind of. We're going to try to create some buzz.
What does that involve?
Buzz is basically just excited interest.We'll create a media kit and try to get some coverage in the local media. Then we're hoping to use our social media and website to spread the word.
That sounds very interesting. Let me know how it works out.
Don't worry, I will.
Well, it sounds like Uncle Bob is learning something from this conversation with his nephew today.Well, going to the beginning of this section, Ben has the first line and, let's see, oh, that's me today. Yes, I am Ben. Questionnaires are a simple and inexpensive way to do market research.
Okay, before you continue, Ben, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is questionnaire. It's kind of a long word with some...letters there at the end, A-I-R-E, a questionnaire. Okay, this is a kind of survey. Well, what kind of survey is it? You could probably guess. It's got some questions on it. A survey with lots of questions.
That's right, and that is a questionnaire. Have you ever had to fill out a questionnaire? Did someone want your feedback and they gave you a questionnaire to write down your answers, answer a few questions, and then give it back to them? It's a pretty easy way to give some feedback about a project or a service that you've received. Well, okay, I will continue Ben's line. We'll probably come up with a short list of questions to ask people or companies we want to work with.
Excellent. I hate to interrupt you again, Ben, Carolyn. But there is a phrase here I think is important to talk about. The phrase is come up with something. We'll probably come up with a list of questions. You could use this phrase in another way. You could say, let's come up with some fun games to play at the party tomorrow night. How else could you use that phrase?
Well, I might say, oh, that's a great idea. Can you come up with any other good ideas? Or have you come up with a plan yet? Do you know what you want to do this weekend? Let's come up with something fun to do.
All right, so the phrase come up with simply means to think of something that you want to do. Well, please continue, Ben.
Oh, thank you, Gabe. We'll also post stuff in industry-related forums and do online focus groups.
Excellent. I need to interrupt you again. A focus group, that's from our word bank. So we've been talking about different ways that they're going to get feedback. And a focus group could be one of those ways. Carolyn, what is a focus group?
Well, a focus group is a specific group of people with a specific purpose. So they have a goal that they want to achieve and discuss a topic fully.
Okay, so they're going to discuss maybe these products that Ben and Sandy are selling. They're going to do this in a focus group. And now you could have focus groups online as well. Well, how does Uncle Bob continue? He says, are you going to follow that up with advertising?
Great, Uncle Bob. That's fantastic. But right there in your line, there was a good phrase, to follow up with something. What does it mean if you follow up with something, Gabe?
Well, you did something. Maybe you introduced an idea, and now you're trying to follow up. You're trying to see how people are reacting to that idea. What's another way you could use the phrase follow up? Well, a couple of days ago, we learned about dragon boating, how it's becoming popular around the world. And the Hong Kong Tourism Association was good at putting an idea out there, and they followed up with people by sending out pictures of dragon boating. So that's one way that you can follow up with someone. How else might you use that phrase?
Well, a lot of teachers like to follow up on their lessons by giving you a worksheet or a test to see how much you remember or how much you learned. It's a type of follow-up. You might also want to follow up your meal with dessert. So it's something that comes after something you did before.
Okay, so try to use that phrase sometime today to follow something up with something else. Ben, you have the next line.
Oh, yes. So you asked me if we were going to follow it up with advertising,
mm-hmm.
and Ben replies, kind of. We're going to try to create some buzz.
Huh. What does that involve?
Oh, so what things is that going to include? What do you need to do in order to create buzz? Well, Ben says, buzz is basically just excited interest.
So that's what buzz is. Well, how will Ben create buzz?
Well, he says, we'll create a media kit and try to get some coverage in the local media.
Excellent. I need to interrupt you. Let's talk about that word bank word. It is coverage. If you have coverage from the media, that means the press or the media are going to be maybe doing a story on you or your company. They're giving you coverage.
That's right. So you are getting some time in the media, maybe a magazine or newspaper article, or just an interview with a local reporter. Could all be types of coverage.
That's right. Now, if you're working with the media and you're a reporter, then your boss might ask you to cover a story. That means you're going to be in charge of gathering that story and the details. Well, let's continue with Ben's line.
Then, we are hoping to use our social media and website to spread the word.
All right. Well, Ben sounds like he has a great idea. Let's continue learning something with Steve and Ken right now in the information cloud.
Hi, friends. Have you ever heard someone say they want to have a word with you? And when they do, they almost always end up saying a lot more than just a word.
May I say a word about that, Ken? That's just one of the many idiosyncrasies of the English language. A word can mean either one word or a brief statement, which can contain quite a number of words.
So let us take a closer look at the word word today and see what other meanings it has. Steve, thanks for putting in a good word for me.
Don't mention it, Ken. All the good things I told the boss about you were actually true.
So as you can see, Steve didn't just say one word. He actually said some positive things about me.
Another meaning of the word, word, is news or information. And that's using word as an uncountable noun. People often like to spread the word when they find a new restaurant they like.
Right. Today, many people use social media to get the word out so that others can experience the tasty food themselves.
Okay, word can also mean rumor Word has it that the two companies are planning a merger.
And word gets around. If you do something bad in a small town, word gets around.
Which means everyone will hear about it.
很简单的一个字 word, 它除了表示单字也可以指消息谣言。Word gets around, 谣言很容易传播。另外 get the word out, 就是将消息散布传出去大家告诉大家的意思。今天的课文中 Ben 说他希望用社群媒体网站来 spread the word,传播消息。注意 word 的这个用法是不可数的。word 也可以指某人所讲的话。如果有人跟你说 May I have a word with you? 它并不是只要讲一个字，而是要跟你讲一下话的意思。你若是要申请一份工作，你刚好有朋友在那家公司工作，你可以问他 Can you put in a good word for me? 也就是帮你美言几句。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you. Well, the word on the street is that everyone loves the information cloud. Let's continue with this conversation. Uncle Bob says, that sounds very interesting. Let me know how it works out.
Don't worry. I will. Well, that brings us to the end of our conversation between Uncle Bob and Ben, but we still get to enjoy a review skit and learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
So tell me, Ben, how are you?
I'm doing well, Uncle Bob.
Great. And how are things going with your business?
Pretty well, but things have leveled off.
Ooh, do you know why?
No. We're talking about doing some market research to figure out why.
Oh, sounds expensive.
Not really. The internet makes it easy to connect with customers.And it's good for advertising and collecting feedback.
Really? Tell me more.
Uncle Bob, we're basically following a 3-step marketing campaign.
Well, what's the first step?
We'll connect with current and potential customers.
Will you create a long mailing list?
First, we'll just use social media and gather information.
How about surveys?
We'll use questionnaires and post things on forums, too. And also use focus groups.
Well, sounds like a simple way to do market research.
And inexpensive. We'll also create buzz.
Buzz?
Buzz is basically excited interest. We hope to use social media and our website to spread the word.
Well, that sounds interesting.I guess you'll be as busy as a bee.
as busy as a bee?
Yeah, buzz, buzz, buzz.
You're funny, Uncle Bob. Busy as a bee. That's funny.
好，接下来我们看的是 questionnaire 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 question, 问题这个名词。所以 questionnaire 是指调查问卷。例如 ,all employees were requested to fill in a job satisfaction questionnaire. 所有职员都被要求要填写一份工作满意度的问卷。或者是 ,it took me almost 20 minutes to fill out this very detailed questionnaire. 我花了将近20分钟才填完这份非常详细的问卷。所以我们看的是 coverage 这个名词。coverage 在这里是指新闻报道。例如 ,we're watching TV's live coverage of the hurricane. 我们正在收看电视上飓风的现场报道。它的动词是 cover, C-O-V-E-R, 意思就是指报道。例如 ,Wesley was sent to the Middle East to cover the summit. Wesley 被派到中东去报道高峰会的新闻。And now let's get back to our teachers.
We've been learning a lot about DIY marketing, and I wonder...What would you do if you were Ben to market your company? Gabe?
Interesting question. Well, people like to post videos online. Maybe that would be a good idea, to make a little video of the product and put it on YouTube. See how people react.
That sounds like a pretty good idea. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed learning about marketing here on Studio Classroom, and we will see you next time.
See you then.
In our last episode, Jin Fan led Un Lai and Mr. Lau away from the farmhouse to give Jason and Sherry a chance to escape. The guns, the typhoon, will they ever make it to safety?
Jason held on to me and helped me to the door. The storm was so fierce it almost blew us right back to the house. Jason led me through the howling wind and pouring rain. My legs were so weak from being tied, I could barely walk. Sometimes I would fall in the mud, and Jason would pull me up. It seemed like hours before we made it to a shed on the other side of the yard. It was full of mud and it smelled bad, but at least it was away from the house and out of the rain.
Are you all right, Sherry?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What about that eye? It looks pretty bad.
I'm so scared I can hardly feel the pain. I just want this all to be over.
Oh, you're starting to shake. Here, take my jacket.
Thanks.
Jason.
Oh, thanks, Jason. What was that? It sounded like a gunshot.
I'm sorry. I have to leave you and find Jun Fan. Stay here!
Be careful!
Jason ran through the darkness back to the house. As he moved along the side of the house, I saw a shadow move toward him.
Hey! Ow! What's going on? Sorry I grabbed you like that, Jason. I thought you were one of them. I thought you'd been shot. What happened? I decided we needed more help, so I let the pigs out and hid in their pig pen.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.